Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Anita Vardy, owner of My Passion Boutique. My Passion is this week's featured business for the Heart of Downtown campaign, sponsored by the City of Port Huron's Downtown Development Authority.
So we're here with Anita Vardy today, and we're talking with her about her shop. Now, is it MI Passion or Michigan Passion?
It is My Passion. It's spelled MI, but it's kind of a little play on words. It's My Passion because it's something I've wanted to do for 20 plus years. And plus, I offer Michigan-made products.
You've wanted to do this for a long time. This wasn't where you started. What's your background, and how did you end up there having a little shop downtown?
Well, I've worked in Port Huron most of my life, and I actually was a business manager for the Port Huron Museum. So I ran their gift shops, and that just kind of fueled my fire. Like I said, this is something I've wanted to do for 20-plus years, and that was a favorite part of my job was the gift shops, the ordering and stocking the shelves and setting up the floor. I just loved it, and I just seemed to have a knack with knowing how to display things, and people really loved the products that we had. So I started kind of looking for a storefront over the last couple of, probably about a year and a half before I opened, and I was looking all the way from Lexington down to Marine City. And I just kind of felt that Port Huron was the best fit for the store and for what I wanted to do.
So what types of things do you share with your guests at the store?
Well, besides the women's apparel, we offer jewelry, we have home decor, and then, of course, I carry the Michigan-made gifts, which consist of syrups and jellies, and we have some candy that we carry. I try to feature some of the Michigan-made places, you know, like I have the blueberry store and the cherry store. We also have like cookie mixes with the little Michigan cookie cutters. So a lot of fun things for people.
How are you kind of adjusting to the changes that you've had to make with the stay home, stay safe order? And how are you still hanging in there right now?
Well, I guess part of it is I have to rely on my faith. I figured God brought me to this, so he's going to get me through it. So that's a big thing. I've actually been very calm. I am doing online orders, and people can go to My Passion. It's my-passion.com. to order from our website. They can also email me at mipassion217@gmail.com if they want to talk to me about placing an order. I've done porch drop-offs, and I'm also, you know, doing shipping. So that's kind of helping, just, you know, working with the downtown community, everybody supporting everyone, which is just wonderful. So I think we'll all get through this together. Everybody's in it together, so we just have to support each other.
That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.